October 29th, 2020. For Krima Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sanel Dlamini, making headlines. Ramaphosa says the taxi industry is the lifeblood of public transport. EFF fights for UIF and TERS money. And Tanzania's opposition candidate calls election a travesty. President Cyril Ramaphosa has described the taxi industry as the lifeblood of our public transport system, but has also emphasized that the problems need to be tackled. Ramaphosa virtually addressed stakeholders on Thursday at the three-day taxi lekgotla that kicked off in Boksburg. The government is looking at different ways to formalize and regulate the taxi industry, and the Department of Transport will be hosting robust discussions and engagements with the taxi industry and key stakeholders. Ramaphosa said over the next 3 days, government will chart a course for a reimagined, better regulated and empowered industry. The EFF in the Western Cape have joined an Aston Energy contract workers in their fight to access their temporary employer-employee relief scheme allowance and unemployment insurance fund money. A group of approximately 60 contract workers joined members of the Western Cape EFF to march peacefully to the offices of the Department of Labor in Longstreet, where they handed over a memorandum of demands. The EFF have promised mass action against South African companies should they not pay their employees their UIF money. Tanzania's leading opposition presidential candidate has asked the countries around the world not to recognize the eventual result of an election held the previous day, calling it a travesty due to widespread irregularities. Tundu Lissu, the main challenger to incumbent President John Magufuli, said the defects in the process meant that the results expected within a week could not be trusted. Magufuli is seeking a second five-year term in presidential and parliamentary polls marked by complaints of restricted internet access and accusations of fraud. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @politizza.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.